Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Number two, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to come by and see them. They really love for you to go first to their website and do some pre-shopping. You're never going to really buy a car online, like, without seeing it, test driving it, or I wouldn't think. I mean, some people would, but just make some pre-shopping and test out and look out online and see what what they got in their inventory, and then schedule an appointment with them or go by and see the folks over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Their website is something I go to every day. I tell you right now, 360 vehicles on the lot. Too many new vehicles they have on the lot right now. 260 brand new Nissans on the lot right now. Whether certified pre-owned, whether it's the new stuff, they've got a great sales team over there ready to help you. Some financing options available to you. You can put in your payment, search it out right now. They're your family dealer. They're a family-owned dealership, so they understand family. They know how important it is for your safety. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Call them today. 324-0650, 324-0650, Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. We got a couple of phone calls for some principals and people making decisions saying that the buses can't go over 30. If the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour, then buses can't go. So earlier in the week, they made a decision, even though the wind's going to be 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour tomorrow night, that earlier in the week looks like you had to make a decision. Be prepared, be safe rather than sorry. I get all that. Elliot from Greenville brings up a very good point here, and I wanted to say thank you to him. He goes, I'm in the National Guard. I've been called up because of the storm. What I could tell you, it was projected Category 4 hitting the Carolinas. Now I think that everything stemmed from that. The past 24 hours has been downgraded to a 2, and I think this is just my personal opinion that a lot of people have evacuated. They're just holding off on school in Columbia, so also leave it to USC schools to screw students over, he says. But there's a lot of folks in this emergency preparation and emergency disaster relief type situations that, man, some brave men and women that are going down to take care of that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get Scott in Greenville. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Couldn't be better.
Hey, you're a little chippy this morning with this whole hurricane deal.
Well, I don't like the hysteria, man. Let's do everything we can in advance, and then let's go deal with it afterwards. But it's not going to – I don't know.
Right.
I had some friends yesterday. We were talking about, we can't play golf on Friday. Oh my God! Like, what? Because it's going to rain on Sunday. We're not going to play golf on Friday. First world problems, I guess.
One of you Texans, they had to make that call early in the week because the winds are going to be supposed to be high tomorrow. But
it's 10 to 15 high because I'm looking right now on weatherchannel.com tomorrow at 10 to 15.
Well, that's what it is today, Mickey. But
no, tomorrow
night. 3 days ago, it was. I know, but 3 days ago, it was forecasted to be worse than that. And as usual, the media sensationalized it. And I say this sensationalized. It could have been a true whatever out there, but they panic rather than just kind of holding out.
Right. I got you.
So, I don't know why we – I mean, they could just – even if they had to evacuate today, they could start evacuating before that storm hit and get out of there. But I don't know. I agree with you a little bit, but you're just a little chippy this morning, man.
It's okay. Zach likes it when I'm chippy. I don't like being chippy. Zach likes it when I'm chippy.
Right. And you know them chickens don't mind canceling that game. I mean, if you went to school every day and got your tail beat, you had the opportunity not to go to school one day, wouldn't you take it?
Yeah. I play the thing.
But Marshall's going to play them. There's a good opportunity that they were going to lose that game.
Marshall's pretty good. No, no, no.
First South Carolina, they are.
14-point favorite.
You argued with me. I called in to you, and you argued with me. You kept saying, hey, I'm going to go 10-2. This and that. Make you there or not.
Last year, you tried to tell me 6-6, and I told you 9-3, and they went 9-3.
Well, whatever, but I told you.
No, not whatever. No, not whatever. Last year you came on here saying they won't win six games, and I told you they're going to win 8 or 9, and they won 9. So not whatever, no. They won 9.
Any team that has a 4-game losing streak to Kentucky does not get any credibility whatsoever.
I'm not giving them credibility. They were going to beat Marshall. They're 14-point favorites.
Well, maybe
gonna beat
so,
Marshall.
Mickey. It was going to be a game, but now what does 10-2 look like to you?
Well, if they don't play 12 games, it won't be 10-2.
Well, whatever. 9-2. How's that work?
I said yesterday, I think this is an 8-4 football team now. 8-4.
They're going to have to hurry up and schedule this. And I'm, you know, they're going to have to hurry and get somebody on the schedule because they're going to need this game to get bowled.
I don't know. I don't know about that. We panicked on South Carolina a little bit, but let's slow the roll a little bit. The schedule, man. The schedule. This is what I said for you last year. Are you really, really, truly scared of Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, Chattanooga? I mean, say bowl eligible. Right now they got one win, right? Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, Chattanooga. That's six right there.
If the same team that shows up Saturday shows up those weeks, absolutely.
You mean Georgia?
No.
Because
about,
Georgia.
It's the same South Carolina team.
Right. Georgia was the reason that they looked like that, though. You know what's crazy? I saw this one time, said that there was a survey or this study that was done, and they took like 50 secretaries, and they averaged typing, I don't know, 100 words a minute. I don't know what's good or bad, but 100 words a minute. And then they did this thing and said, okay, if you could do more than 100 words a minute, or if you can do 120 words a minute, we're going to give you $100,000. And like, then they type 80 words a minute because there's pressure. Georgia made South Carolina look really, really bad. Georgia, the pressure of that game, the pressure of the Clemson game last year. You know what? All of a sudden, South Carolina was bad tackling. Well, why were they bad tackling? Because Georgia made you bad tacklers. Georgia broke tacklers. Georgia's faster. Your pursuit angles were worse. And that's not going to happen with Vanderbilt. That's not going to happen with Kentucky or Tennessee or Chattanooga or Missouri.
Mickey, Kentucky is going to beat South Carolina again.
We'll see. I will tell you this, Scott. If it gets to the point in time we're on the show, I've got to tell you that I feel really, really good about Kentucky football, then I'm in the wrong business. I don't feel great about Kentucky football.
I didn't tell you feel good about Kentucky football. See, that's, Mickey, you're thinking that I'm thinking all these teams are playing are great. South Carolina has no playmakers besides Debo Samuel. Nobody. Brian Edwards catch a ball or two a game. That's it. Nobody else. They have nobody on offense at all. They have an overrated quarterback that can't keep his mouth shut. Mickey, this team came out after the Georgia game and said, we are not better, or they are not better than us.
Yeah, that didn't matter the rest of the season.
The same thing they did after we beat them down.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter the rest of the season. Oh, they're delusional. I'll give you that.
But if they've got that mentality, all year long, oh, my gosh.
But wouldn't you want your kids to be confident and think they're good?
They can think they're good, but keep your mouth shut to the media, make you don't look like a fool.
Yeah. We'll see. You're slightly biased.
About that?
But you're slightly biased.
Well, Mickey, I'm just being real with you, man. This whole delusion, the SEC team, and we're great. We got this. What the schedule? Let me tell you something. Florida's going to give them a game. Kentucky's going to beat them. Missouri's going to give them a game. They got Ole Miss too, right?
Yes. I think they're going to have a lot of close games this year. I think Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Florida, not Chattanooga, they'll blow Chattanooga out. But all those will be fairly close games.
Well, I'll buy you dinner if they win more than 7 games.
Well, you still owe me one from last year, though. So
okay. You
buy me 2.
Double or nothing.
Okay, you got it. Thank you, Scott.
Double or nothing. Appreciate
the phone call. He's slightly biased. We'll see. Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
I'm Team Scott. But anyways, Nick, he just brought up a dinner bet, and I was thinking about something. I bet you that Jalen Hurts would redshirt. I mean, it was like July. And you know, he's played two games. But, you know, there's starting to be reports that maybe he might redshirt. So that way he graduates in December and has two to play too. And so we'll see what happens. But anyway, Mick, the one thing I hope as far as this week goes, I hope Clemson doesn't, like, cave into the pressure, kind of similar to the bowl game in 2004, I guess it was, yep. where we got in the fight with South Carolina.
Yep.
Because, you know, my Gamecock buddies last night are, you know, on text chains with me and stuff, and they're all texting, like, I can't believe Clemson hasn't canceled yet. You know, just incredibly selfish. You know, and so I just kept texting them, it just means more, you know. And so that really got a goal when I said that. So they're like, but I told them, I'm like, number one, it's still super early. Number two, we're what, at least 40 miles west of Columbia. I mean, how far west do you think we actually are, just purely west of Columbia?
Oh, more than 40. I'd look at the map and all
that. And so I just, but I just don't understand, you know, they're, and that's what they're trying to do. They're like, almost trying to, like, guilt shame me.
Oh, yeah.
Into saying that, like, you know, that we're taking all these resources away from people who might need it. That could be a bad look if we play the game, Mickey, and somehow this thing strengthens big time. And, you know, people on the coast get battered and all that kind of stuff. There's all these state troopers up in Clemson helping people park for a football game and get in and out of town. But, like, we don't know that yet. And, you know, the economy and businesses around Clemson, you know, have seven Saturdays a year to make their number. And so, you know, it's obvious that Dabo wants to play because he keeps saying, you know, he's going to play and we're going to play and et cetera. And so I just hope we don't just cave to that type of pressure from just the way it would look if we play, because we're one of the few teams.
Well, make no mistakes. Yeah. That's what happened in 04. I was with I was with the highest ranking people after the 04 game, tailgating after it was over. And the thought of canceling that game never crossed their minds. It wasn't any kind of discussion or anything like that. And then Lou Holtz didn't want to play because he was on the way out and he got embarrassed and then his team wasn't very good. And so they decided, we're going to do the right thing here. And when they penalized cheerleaders and band members and fans and players that didn't go out there because of the peer pressure, the public pressure of, oh, you look so insensitive if you don't. And Clemson caved in to South Carolina on that one. I don't think they're going to do that on this one. And look, if you don't want to, here's what has to happen. The officials have to be there, and the players have to be there, and a few, not a lot, but a few other support people have to be there. If you don't want to come, fine, I get it. Don't come. But mark my words, Georgia Southern will be back in Statesboro before any kind of issue hits. Clemson will have its players back in their dorm rooms or apartments, whatever, before any issue hits. And a large majority of fans, if this thing stays like it is, a large majority of fans will be home and safe and all before you have any kind of any remnants of this thing. Anyway.
Right. And, Mickey, I mean, I think Dabo is the type of guy that will, if it got to that point where they're like, hey, I think we might need to cancel for the look, I think Dabo will say, all right, we'll go to Statesboro and play him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Where do you want to play him? He said yesterday, you want to play in my front yard? We'll play him on the moon. We'll play him right now. We're going to play this afternoon. Let's play. Let's just play.
Yep. And so I think Muschamp, and I mean, you know, I know they're, because that line was down to 13, Mick. And, you know, if you look at all, like, the advanced stats and rankings and stuff, last year, Marshall was, like, you know, right behind South Carolina, like a point difference in the power ranking. And so I think that game was a potential, you know, especially hangover-type game. And so there's no way Muschamp wanted to go up to Marshall and play. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I think Dabo's different. I think if it got to the point where they said we were canceled, Dabo said, all right, well, can we play, you know, can we go to Georgia Southern and play them there? And so I just, like I said, I just hope we don't cave to the political pressure of the, you know, the look of.
It is. Maybe, and that's what it is.
Selfish or whatever.
That's exactly right. I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000,000% on that. You would be caving because really the pros for playing it compared to the cons for not playing it, there's no doubt the right thing to do, and that's to play that game on Saturday. No doubt, my mind.
Especially at how much the storm has weakened, Mickey. And, you know, I'm praying for everyone on the coast and everything, but, you know, it keeps weakening. And, I mean, I keep making fun of all these school districts in Columbia. I mean, Lexington, Columbia, my brother in Batesburg, they haven't had practice all week. You know, they're supposed to play Lexington High this weekend at home on Friday night. That's going to be a big gate for Batesburg-Leesville High School. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. They needed that gate for the girls volleyball team and for all the other sports that football supports. And, you know, And I think a lot of it, Mickey, is like the governor, you know, pressure.
Because no doubt.
Because didn't open up the interstate, you know.
No doubt.
18 years ago. And he didn't get elected. So now they
That's
overreact
right.
like crazy.
100%
anyways,
correct.
Man, love it,
Jim Hodges, thanks for the phone call. Right, Jim Hodges screwed up. He didn't react enough in time. He didn't do enough. And now every governor since, we overprepare because we want to be reelected. And if you have one life on your hands, like, look, I see it. I get it. You know, better safe than sorry. I get it. But have a little common sense, too. There's got to be a little bit of common sense in there. Thank you, Kelly B. Hang on. I'm coming straight to you. I like your phone calls. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second. I want to tell you about my friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Speaking of common sense, so many times I'm so impressed with common sense, not the common the uncommon wisdom, but the common sense as well that I see when I meet with the people over this way. You know, if you think about it, Zach, and you're building a building, wouldn't building it on time be like one of the most important things you can do? Why is there so many times that just doesn't happen in any building? If you think about it, isn't building someone on budget like one of the most important things you can do? Why does it always seem to run over? It seemed like to me that the relationships that you have with your customers would be ultra important. Why are so many adversarial relationships, not only between customers, but between builders, between the suppliers? There's all these lawsuits that are going on everywhere. It seemed to me that folks at Trehel had this thing figured out. And that's why they don't have any adversarial relationships. Will Huss makes that point to me all the time. We don't have any adversarial relationships. They do whatever it takes not to have that. Zach says he's got one with him right now because of this whole gun thing, this whole shooting thing. Yeah, so Will Huss has one adversarial relationship. Zach Orr says he's going to take you down to Chinatown. Besides that, on a building standpoint, just when you think about it, if you've never called them before, if you're thinking about building before, just try them very early in the process and see how that can help you out. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. Hey, thank you, Kelly B. Hang on. Coming straight to you right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network. It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm for legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice. Make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just want to say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us.
If we do get, by the way, you show up to work on Monday?
Yeah, I'll come.
Heavy frost, you don't show up. Dew on the ground, you don't show up.
I'll take the boat over to your house and we'll get you over here.
Is that a rowboat or you got a little motor on there?
I got a little trolling motor on there. Take a while to get back and forth, but we'll get there.
That's fine. If we don't, no one else is working on something. What we do? I'm going to stay in an engineer sleep bed.
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Mm. Listen, we lose power. We got that generator back there. We're good to go.
Yeah, we're good to go here.
Mm-hmm.
I got a generator at the house, too. Never used it.
Do you?
Knock on wood. Hope I don't have to. Yeah. So if y'all lose power, I told you and Kristen, y'all come over.
There you go.
We'll take care of you. I'd love to get you an engineer sleep bed for your wedding present.
Well, how about that? I'll put that in the register.
Who's your... No. Who's your biggest... Well, your uncle really does a lot of nice things for you.
Who's my biggest?
I was going to say your biggest chance at getting like a really nice gift. Your uncle takes care of you.
Christian's going to give you the best gift of the day, right?
That's right. Good for you. Good for you. Engineered sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Man, just feels so good to sleep in that bed. Custom-made bed, but not custom prices because you just get the middle, man, and you don't have to pay that 100% markup. You get the best bed. Tell me you heard about it here, 10% off. I love these guys. My bed is custom designed, custom made just for me, just for Meredith. We love it. Engineersleep.com. Let's get to thank you, Kelly B, up next. Thank you, Kelly B. Thanks for hanging on, man. I really appreciate you holding on through the break. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Missy. I'm calling in this morning with a non-sports related call. It's my youngest daughter's 10th birthday. Her name is Madison. And I was wanting to see if you guys could help me wish her a happy birthday on the air. I think she's going to be a future broadcaster. And I'm thinking about calling in one day and maybe letting her talk on the air also. So I was wanting to see if y'all could help me wish her a happy birthday.
We would love to. Is she listening right now?
Well, she's not. There's a chance that she may be listening.
All right.
Because I hope she's getting ready for school. But if worse comes to worse, I'll go to WCCP.com and let her hear the podcast. So,
I love it, man. I think that's awesome. When her name's Madison, right?
Yes, sir, Madison.
Here's what we have for you, Madison. I hope this 10th birthday is your best one, but 11 and 12, they're even better and better and better. And then Zach and I, we normally don't do this, but we're going to do this for her right now. Ready? birthday girl, 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 birthday girl. How about that, man? Madison, happy birthday. Many, many, many more.
Thank you, guys.
You're a great dad, man. Thanks. Thanks an awful lot. That's really cool. Madison's 10th birthday. When you were 10, I was old. I love when you do this.
I was 10 in 2003.
Man, I was, how old was I? How old are you now?
25.
That's 15 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was 35 years old. Goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious. Do you want to talk about the game on Saturday and other games? Because I have some thoughts about that, non-hurricane thoughts. I still want to know if you're coming or not coming. Why are you coming? Why are you not coming for Saturday?
This hurricane is dominating your thoughts today.
It is. It is.
It's completely in your head.
It is. Well, I mean, South Carolina cancels a game and Clemson moves their game up 3.5 hours. I think Clemson did the right thing by moving it up to noon. That's going to give people 3.5 more hours to get back home and do whatever you have to do. Hopefully, you know, traveling in not too bad conditions. I don't think people have a grasp of how slow this thing's moving. Because one thing happens with a hurricane, Zach, is like, yeah, it's 100-mile-an-hour winds, 120, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. But the thing sometimes moves at 3 or 4 or 5 miles an hour. And it's not, and sometimes we get these storms that are moving through fast, and that's, the wind's not good there, but you want to come on and come through fast. But the slow, man, that's where you get the dumps of rain. That's going to be our issue. It's going to be interesting to see that. But this thing's a slow-moving thing. We've been talking about, I heard a national hurricane guy say this, it's going to last a week once it hits landfall here in the country. It's going to be around for a week. It's going to take a left, it's going to take a north, and it's going to go north. It's going west and north. It's going up through the Ohio Valley, whatever. It's going to be here for a week. We've already talked about it for a week. This is a 2-week storm.
Is Jim Cantore in the state?
I think he's in North Carolina somewhere.
I'm not worried.
That's it.
No, I'm fine.
He's like your 5-star.
We're good.
If it's not 5-star, that's it.
He's in North Carolina, we're fine.
Coach Daniel writes in, I live in Wilmington, headed to Clemson now. Clemson grad for the game. We'll be getting a little rain shower at the house. You know what? Good for you, Coach Daniel. I like it. Snaphook joins us, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
That's good, man. Same here. Glad to be, glad we live on a hill. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but then you got mudslides. So.
Well, that's something for the youngins to play in. So we'll be all right.
Nice.
If they want to swim, they can go wade out in the puddle in the backyard. You know, we right. do live in Pickens.
You have a temporary pool over there. That's good. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I don't know what's going to cause more damage, the flooding or, you know, Miss Snaphook trying to drive to work in the rain. I don't know.
Hey, whatever you do, for goodness gracious sakes, if it does get bad wind or bad rain, keep Mrs. Snaphook off the road.
That's why Uber was invented. You know, for, you know, Mrs. Snaphook to have a ride to work in the rain. So that's how Uber even came about.
I got to ask you this, man. How often do you ride with her?
I actually rode with her last night because, like, you know, I was already jacked up about the hurricane and all this kind of stuff. We rode to Traveler's Rest, eat some Mexican food, that kind of thing. And needless to say, I mean, like, I don't know which got my blood pressure up more, the A&M game or just a, you know, 10-minute ride to TR. I'd say it's about close.
Does she know your thoughts on her driving, or is this just something that you just – is this therapy for you talking about it to us?
Oh, no, she knows. She does. There's no doubt about it. She is well aware of it. You can ask any of her friends, anybody that has ever ridden in the car with her, they come to find Jesus and they up their life insurance. Both of those happen.
Touché, man.
No doubt.
Y'all coming Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be there. I appreciate them moving the game up and not canceling it. Okay. You know, I don't I don't know what the weather's going to be like at noon in Columbia or whatnot, but, I mean, you know, it's, I think we're going to be fine as far as, you know, watching some football. I don't know anything about Georgia Southern. I don't know what kind of offense, defense they run. So if you guys could maybe give us some insight on that, I'd be interested to see, you know, what kind of look we're going to get from them. I really don't know anything about them or, you know, how we're scheming for them or what kind of expectations we want to see out of the game Saturday. But, you know, if you guys could maybe, you know, give me a little insight on that, brother, I appreciate it.
That sounds good, but we'll do that right now. Hey, as I always tell you, be careful, be safe with the snap hook. See you, buddy. I thought he made a good point, and just kind of hit me too.
She's going to hear one of those one of these mornings,
and then he'll be calling the divorce attorney, and
he's not calling it anymore.
Yeah, it won't be good. It won't be Mrs. Snap Hook. It'll be half a snap hook through all that.
Mrs. Snap.
Yeah. Couple of quick things. Well, actually, just one quick thing. You know, Zach, and again, this is going to sound. I'm going to preface it. It's going to sound sensitive.
Good. Great.
Football's important in the South, man.
Let's go ahead and say it.
No, football's important in the South, and like, it's important to play games too. Well, this is a diversionary tactic for people. This is entertainment for people, and people put a lot of time and a lot of money and effort and energy in the thing. And you know, it's okay to play games too.
Sure.
I thought that Chad made a very good point. There's a bunch of businesses locally that make their budget based around 7 games, 7 days a year, and you got to consider that. Again, not at the expense of lives, not at the expense of anything like that, but this is an important deal. This is another important Saturday. It's not like you get a million of these. These are limited in what you can do. So this is it's important too. Not as important. It's not the major priority, but it is a priority around here, and it should be. To answer your question about Georgia Southern is an option style team. Their quarterback, I remember well. Clemson recruited their quarterback.
Oh.
Shea Wirtz. I didn't think his name was Shea at that point in time. It was something else, I think.
Something cooler?
Wirtz. But he's a little fella, about 5'11", and they run the option. He's a great athlete. Clemson offers kind of a defensive back or wide receiver kind of athlete, kick return kind of guy.
Are they running a triple option kind of thing?
Yeah.
Are they running a spread option kind of thing? They run that
wing T, and they run some spread out of it, and some way I understand it just from hearing the coaches talk about it. Freeze option, lead option, midline option. You'll see all kinds of options in there. He is a running quarterback.
Three out of the first four teams Clemson plays run that option style offense.
Yep. Last year, they threw, I think I'm right by saying this, they threw 180 passes in 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's coming now.
What's that?
Math Mickey.
Yes. Live on air, Math Mickey for your listening entertainment folks.
Yeah, I think if I'm doing this right, I think that's about 15 passes a game. I think if I'm doing it right.
180 what?
180 divided by 12.
There it is.
I think that's about right. I did it by 90 divided by 6, and that's about 15. That's how I did it in my head. In my head, man, I did pretty good.
Showing your math now.
Yeah. I'm showing my math in my head. That's how I got that
your
one down.
Work.
Remember the old Saturday Night Live where Gerald Ford says, I was told there'd be no math. I was understanding there'd be no math.
I was told there'd be no math.
This is an offense that last year threw it for 110 yards a game and rushed for 222 a game. Average only 20 points a game. Georgia Southern went 2-10 last year. I hear an awful lot about what they did by taking Georgia to overtime. Last year, Auburn beat them 41-7, by the way. Georgia Tech last year, 2 years ago, beat them 35-24. I thought they had that game in hand there. West Virginia beat them 44-0. NC State beat them 24-23 a few years ago. But those were 9-3 and 9-4 teams. Under Chad Lunsford's first year last year, they're not as good. And last year they went 2-10. Their two wins were against South Alabama and against Louisiana Lafayette. In their bigger games last year, again, Auburn beat them 41-7. Indiana beat them 52-17. This is not the program of Art Russell. They're not as good as they once were, is my point. Let me get Charlie up next. Northern Communication phone lines. Appreciate all the phone calls this morning. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. I was going to say, earlier in the week, you were talking about the Navy Memphis game, how Navy beat Memphis by a point of them. Yeah, I was actually at that game. And first of all, Navy is a much better team than I think people are going to give them credit for. They're pretty they're scrappy, resilient, you know, all the adjectives you describe those Navy kids. But they're a good team. And also, in that game, it was about 30 mile an hour winds and pouring down rain the entire time. And those stands were relatively safe. I think if that's the case up in Annapolis, I think we're going to have a pretty full stand here
at
Clemson this weekend.
Yeah, look, Clemson fans are going to turn out, and it won't be all the way packed, but yeah, that's the case. What were you doing up there this weekend?
I had some friends who graduated Naval Academy this past May, and just wanted to see them go for a game before they headed up.
So awesome, man.
It was a great experience. Yeah, if you guys ever have the opportunity, you should go. Annapolis is a really cool town, and the stadium is maybe 2 miles away from the academy itself, but you can get onto the yard, as they call it, the actual academy ground. It's just beautiful, marble, historic, everything. It's beautiful.
I heard that it was absolutely beautiful. I heard Annapolis itself is beautiful. I've got a good friend just graduated there this past year, and seemed like he had an awesome experience. You know, that was one. I didn't know the weather was that bad up that way. Probably played the Navy's hands a little bit there, but I always respect the Navy, and you know, just had a great program, had a really good run up there for the last few years. I need to go to Army-Navy game sometime, too.
Oh, yeah, that needs to be on the list. And those fans up there, it reminded me of Clemson. Like, every single person was, hey, you go to Navy, you go to Clemson, wherever, you come to our tailgate and come hang out. Everyone was clean here.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad to hear it, man. I'm going to get up there at some point in time and participate in that and see that for sure.
Yeah, man.
Charlie, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, bud. Appreciate the phone call. PrimeLending, PrimeLendingSC.com. I got an email from Mark Hawkins yesterday, and it talked about you and your living space. If you like your living space, if you're all satisfied with your living space, and if not, then you know what? You can do an awful lot. You can get a living room that you love to live in. You can add a Florida room, a screened-in porch, a deck. You can do all these kind of things that make things great. You know, what we did at our house is we opened up our house. Had a little open floor plan there. You've been over there now, Zach, because I invite you to your house. You don't really invite us out to yours and that kind of stuff. But we have a great deal there where we remodeled. We weren't able to do that unless Mark Hawkins was able to structure a loan for us that we could afford, and we absolutely love it. It is our great friends over at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Call Mark today. Get in touch with him today. You'll absolutely love it. It's Mark Hawkins and the folks at Prime Lending SC. One more open phone line, text and tweet segment, then Paul Strelo at 8:05 when you return after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Thursday night for the Tri-Canada High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Powdersville at Walhalla. Pre-game begins at 7 o'clock right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Trust your vehicle's lubrication to Chevron Hamiline Motor Oil and the team at Express Lube and Car Wash in Central. I take my car there, and so should you. Express Lube and Car Wash is your oil change specialist, offering premium Chevron Hamiline Motor Oil products to help keep your vehicle in top running condition. You want to be sure your vehicle is running its best with Chevron Hamiline Motor Oil. Express Lube and Car Wash in Central, 1273 18 Mile Road, across from Walmart. It's 639-6056. Again, 639-6056.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232 Door.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232 Door.
Fresh off a big win against Texas A&M, we'll take an in-depth look at the Tigers' next opponent, Georgia Southern. Road Rage will be live at George Coleman Ford Friday from 3 to 7 with free Papa John's pizza. Join us and see the great deals at George Coleman Ford.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Spent some time over at Tiger Sports Shop this week, and we have friends coming to town for the game this weekend, and I guarantee you this. Zach, I'll bet you a dime to a donut over there, buddy, that we go to Tiger Sports Shop this weekend. We might not go, you know, it's open Sunday. We might have some rain Sunday, but I guarantee you Friday, I guarantee you Saturday, we're going to Tiger Sports Shop.
Hey, if it's raining, you can always go online.
Always go online, tigersports.com. Very good point. Can't beat that. We love going in. I still have a gift certificate. You know how patient I am about stuff? My mom gave me a gift certificate. Mom and dad gave me a gift certificate last year for Christmas. And I hadn't spent any of it yet to Tiger Sports Shop.
Probably goes bad.
No.
It expires.
I've already
it?
Asked. Doesn't expire.
Never expires.
Already asked. Never expires. And so my point there is that I'm waiting because I want a big, huge winter Clemson jacket. Like a big, huge, only like the Michelin Man, and it was a big, huge jacket. And I'm waiting on the new ones to come out.
You want a down jacket.
Yeah. Or like something that's going to keep me, you know, even warmer than down. Well, that is, but I want the best. Tiger Sports Shop. Go by and see both locations, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, tigersports.com. In case you're not coming this weekend and still need some stuff, you know, and in case anybody wants to buy me any kind of gift, you know, gift card, Tiger Sports Shop always does a trick. Tigersports.com.
Remember when we could wear winter jackets?
No, it's been so long.
Remember when it was cold enough for that?
Yeah, it's coming, buddy. Believe me, it's coming. And then I'll complain about it. If you want to wear a winter jacket, come up here in the studio. I have made my mind up. Zach keeps it so cold in the studio that I'm bringing a space heater tomorrow.
You're bringing a space heater in tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to Chick-fil-A tomorrow. On Monday, I'm bringing a space heater just to be able to live over here.
Wow.
I'm not crack my teeth.
I got a little propane one I'm bringing in for you.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking over the corner. Dorothy Hamill and Wayne Gretzky are skating over there. I got Rocky hitting the side of beef over there on the other side.
Ever tell you my propane heater story?
No. Can you do it in Hank Hill's voice, though?
I can't do it in his voice.
All right.
You want me to tell it anyway?
Yeah.
it's opening day of Buck Week back home in New Jersey. I'm in high school still. And the night before, we get a snowstorm. We got about 6 to 8 inches on the ground. It is 4 degrees when we get up, -9 with the wind chill on top of the mountain by the time we get up there. Get into the stand. I'm freezing even walking in. I have a propane heater with me, and I put I brought a blanket, and I put it over top of my lap and had the heater between my legs. We sat in the stand for six and a half hours that day, and I was so cold. I wanted to be as close to this heater as possible that I was too close to the heater, and it burned through my wool pants and gave me second-degree burns on the inside of both of my legs, and I didn't feel it until I got home.
Are you okay now?
I'm good now.
Because I chuckle at your misfortune.
Oh, yeah.
If you weren't all good, I'd feel bad about it.
No, I didn't
feel it. I find that hilarious.
Didn't feel it at all.
I find it hilarious.
My dad made fun of me for, he still makes fun of me
for
it.
You got scars?
A little bit on the right leg, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's not bad at all. But it was just.
When your kid asks you, hey, dad, what happened there? Are you going to make, say, just tell me it was like a war story.
It was a war story.
These little baby ducks were crossing the road and you dove out in front of a car to save the ducks or something.
Nope, son, your old man burned himself on a propane heater because he couldn't feel his legs.
Because he wanted to go kill Bambi.
Because it was too stinking cold out there and they shit him out there in the first place.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been. No doubt about that. Coach Edge is up next. Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR. Good morning, Coach Edge. Thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hope you guys are doing well also.
We are. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, first of all, man, I just wanted to wish everybody who's going to be traveling up and down the Eastern Seaboard this weekend, wish them safe travels. And the people that have stayed home to hunker down, you know, I wish everybody well. Hopefully this thing will turn out to be not as bad as some have predicted. And I'll keep everybody in my prayers. I love what you talked about as far as, you know, football in the South being very important and, you know, and a lot of people say your sports aren't everything and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, growing up, you know, it instills a lot of discipline. It teaches you about teamwork, brotherhood. And I just love, you know, everything about sports. It's not always about winning or losing. Hopefully, you know, that's not going to be hanging in the balance this weekend and we'll take care of business and get some of the younger guys some reps and stuff like that. But, you know, I thought back to 9/11. And, of course, I know in New York, you know, a lot of sporting events were canceled. But, you know, sports, in my opinion, played a little bit, you know, a small part of trying to bring, you know, this country back together after that tragedy. And, you know, I'm glad the Tigers are playing Saturday. Hopefully everybody will be safe and, you know, try to get back to some type of normalcy after this storm hits. But didn't J-Bo Shaw, Connor Shaw's younger brother, quarterback for Georgia Southern a few years ago?
He did. If I remember correctly, I forgot about it till you mentioned it, but he did.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you this, Mick, and I'll take your response off there. My son plays on the 8th grade football team at Geddes Middle School, which is in Easley, and they had a game yesterday that was originally scheduled for today and moved up to yesterday. Over at Easley High School, and I saw something that I have never seen or heard of before in sports. So they come out, you know, break the little banner, come out, go through their little warm-ups, yawn, and all of that. And then a long story short, after about an hour, the game is canceled because of fire ants. Fire ants on the field.
No way.
Evidently, one of the kids on the other team was allergic to fire ants or something like that, and I'm not making fun of allergies or anything like that. I mean, that's bad business, and those ants, they're some pretty bad fellas. But have you ever seen or heard of anything like that canceling a ball game? I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, here we have a hurricane barreling down the coast that is, you know, either rescheduled or canceled several college games, and those kids last night were just so distraught about not being able to play because of fire ants. I just wanted to know if you'd ever heard of any type of situation like that, and I'll take it off air, man.
Thank you, Coach Edge. I tell you what's crazy, Zach. Remember we were talking earlier this week about hurricanes and about did you know I'm talking about this? How small you feel? Like how this massive storm.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yep. Massive. How big is Walmart?
It's the thing's just, what's that?
How big is Walmart?
Massive.
Massive.
This thing is like this massive, and so that's causing games. And then something as small as a fire ant can cause a cancellation.
If I'm an offensive lineman, I don't want to put my hand in the dirt and have fire ants biting it the whole time.
No, it's exactly right.
I'll be in a 2-point stance.
I tell you what happened out at our very first tailgate spot.
We'll be pass rushing, though. We'll be throwing the ball the whole game.
Rub somebody's nose down in a fire ant bed. Tell you what, I noticed the first Saturday out, I used a buddy's parking pass over in Jersey Meadows the first game, and they had bees. I'm not sure if they're yellow jackets, wasps. I'm not a entomologist. Is that the right word? I don't know if it was bees, it wasn't bumblebees, hornets, yellow jackets. Well, I'm not sure what it was. I'm not sure people got stung, but there were thousands of them in that field and affected people's tailgates. But now they didn't cancel their tailgate as a result of it. But isn't that crazy? Something as big as a hurricane, as small as a fire ant.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I played. Now this is when I'm 4 and 5 years old.
You're prime.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Just a few short little fortnights ago, I would get my football uniform on, and I'd wear my cleats, my game socks, my knee pads, my thigh pads. I put in all the hip pads. We have pictures of me as a little kid, right? I had shoulder pads on and a helmet on. And I'd go out in the front yard, and I'd punt it back and forth to myself. And I'd throw up on the roof, and that was when we would punt. When I'd field the punt, throw up on the roof, and it would come down, and I'd field the punt, right? And so if I was a quarterback, I would go run, and I'd throw it to the shrubs. Those are my receivers. You know, I try to hit each receiver down the line, whatever. I'm making little games in my head playing by myself. And sometimes I'd be the receiver where I throw it to myself and I'd go make a play. Well, it's dived, right? It's not dove. I dived into a shrub. When I got in there, yellow jackets.
Oh.
And, Zach, they got inside my helmet. They got underneath my shoulder pads. And so I got stung. What seemed like 200 times, I'm going to guess maybe 30 times now. And that wasn't good. Me screaming around, trying to get the helmet off, the one of my mom's going crazy and all that kind of stuff like that. So that canceled that game. But now that was a one-man game.
Mm.
I don't even remember the score, who was playing each other. It's probably
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. But that was the only one.
It's probably your Gamecocks against, you know, dumb old Clemson and your four-year-old mine, right?
No. Texas, I saw you doing that 4 or 5 days ago. Don't lie. Well, GT Will says, I think our season hinges on the Pittsburgh game Saturday. If we lose, our season is basically over. We will lose to Clemson next week. We can't start 1-3. Any thoughts on that? Great show. GT Will. That's a great point. Now, remember this, Mr. Or24, we talked about momentum of seasons and when games are played and how seasons change.
Sure.
Do you remember when I said that Clemson going down to Atlanta against a 3-0 Georgia Tech team would be different than Clemson going down to Atlanta and playing a 1-2 or a 2-1 Georgia Tech team?
You never said that.
I was looking at it from a Clemson perspective. GT Will looks at it from a Georgia Tech perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good point. They go up to Pittsburgh. What's the line in that game? Do we know?
Oh, I can look it up for you.
Can you look that up for the final couple minutes here? That's a big, 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 big game, because 1-2 would mean turn into 1-3. And then they still have to go to Louisville. They have Duke. They have at Virginia Tech, at North Carolina, Miami. At North Carolina, they go to Georgia. Does it seem like, did you watch Paul Johnson's press conference after the game this past week?
No, I did not.
He was short. He was condescending to reporters. He was sucking on a Gatorade bottle, a Powerade bottle, and all he did was he drank the whole time in between questions. And like he was Larry Williams talking about Tiger now. He's really, really, really thirsty. Tiger Illustrated. He was really thirsty, and he was a little condescending. And one guy said, "Did you think about putting Tobias back in?" He goes, "I don't know. If you're the head coach here next year, you put him in."
Nice.
Yeah. It seems like the beginning of the end.
Georgia Tech's a 4.5-point favorite this weekend.
All right, need to win.
Over under at 52.5.
They need to win this one. But is it just me, or does this kind of seem like the beginning of the end for Paul Johnson?
It's you and me and Dupree.
How many games do they have to win to keep his job?
Does Paul Johnson have to win this year to keep his job?
Yeah. It's coming off 5-6.
You got to win 8.
Win game quickly.
Quick win game. Even though it's not win game.
They're 1-1 right now. Coming off a loss at South Florida. At Pittsburgh.
Win this weekend, baby.
Clemson.
Loss.
Bowling Green.
Win.
At Louisville. On a Friday?
On a Friday?
Yeah.
Loss.
Duke?
Loss.
I'll say split those. At Virginia Tech?
Loss.
At North Carolina?
Win.
Miami at home?
Loss.
Virginia home?
Win.
At Georgia?
Loss.
You're going 5-7. I'm going 7-5.
Bye.
I think that's it.
Bye.
I think you start over at Georgia Tech. I think the end of the Paul Johnson era, I think that's it.
Start over.
That's crazy to think about.
Triple option at Georgia Tech.
I'm telling you right now, Paul Johnson's gone. He's gone.
Say it ain't so.
Say it like you're going to say it, though. He gone.
Hey, he gone.
Man. My friend Bozy Boggs said, did you survive the bee stings?
You can go to that game this weekend for $5 up at Heinz Field.
$5. Man.
Did you go to the hospital?
No. Bozy said, did you survive the bee stings? If yes, I too chuckle at your massive misfortune. Good job, Bozy. Good job. No, $5. $5 footlongs and $5.
$5, you're in the stadium.
Yeah. Break. But when we come back, Paul Strela is going to join us. I want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. I'm waiting on a phone call or a text from Jersey Jack, and he got his garage floor done this week. And I know it's going to look awesome. Yours can look awesome as well. Mine looks awesome. I'm in my garage all day yesterday, get my tailgate stuff out, get the chairs out, getting everything ready for the weekend. You're going to absolutely love our terrific friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. High performance, solid epoxy-based flooring, slip resistant, stain resistant, adding value to your home, spending time in the garage, making it look clean and brand new. Look at their, go online and look at some of the great looking floors right now. Carolina Flooring Specialist, Tim Worley, 404-8158, 404-8158. Recruiting with Paul Strelo after this. Broadcast.